Deborah Lee tells us who Vernon Jordan is and why he has been chosen as a keynote speaker.
Vernon Jordan was a civil rights leader, and he still is, actually. He served at one point as the president of the National Urban League. He's also been a member of the NAACP. He's worked on the Southern Regional Council and voter education projects. He served for President Bill Clinton when he was in office, and he is the director for the United Negro College Fund.
Deborah Lee tells us what this year's theme, Infinite Hope, Infinite Action, means to SCSU.
We are very excited about this theme. It's because it's so relevant today. We all have hope for a better future, and we all know that there is still work to be done on our future. And knowing that, the only way things are going to happen is if we actually take action. The protests that have happened locally, nationally, in some cases even internationally, are one way of taking action, but protests alone don't necessarily change systems. And we have to find ways that actually challenge the system in order for the system to change. Discovering the meaningful things that we can do individually and collectively to bring about change to our communities.
Deborah Lee also talks about the singer that's going to perform at the event.
Yolanda Adams is a Grammy Award-winning singer. She's probably one of the most prominent gospel singers in the country and has been for years. She has a phenomenal voice and a phenomenal spirit.
Deborah Lee comments about the panel of community members that are going to be at the event.
The panel are leaders from our community and from our campus who will reflect on the comments of Vernon Jordan, reflect in such a way that is meaningful to what's going on in St. Cloud as a community, but also at St. Cloud State as a university. And not only will the panelists have an opportunity to do that, everyone who's attending the breakfast at their tables following the keynote address will have an opportunity to talk about, well, what does this mean for us? And what kind of hope do we have? And what do we want to do in a way that's meaningful for the future?
Reporting for KVSC, Mohammed Najafian.